Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? I want to welcome you to Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Tuesday. I'm Dan Bach, DB730. I'm battling a cold here. I don't feel sick, but my voice is miserable, and that doesn't feel particularly great. And I've got a lot of content to do this week, so I'm gonna try and get through this one the best I can. Hopefully, limited coughing, delays, and we can get you all the baseball information you're looking for on this Tuesday. Of course, you know, we're moving on to week three. Did some preliminary lineup building out there. A little bit tougher in terms of the salary cap makeup this week, especially over there on DraftKings. FanDuel wasn't too bad. I haven't taken a crack at Fantasy Draft yet, but just the FanDuel and DraftKings, man, DK pretty tough today. But obviously it's Tuesday. We've got a lot of time for some newer information to break throughout the week. This is, you know, week three here. The injuries are slowly but surely going to be mounting up, and we've got potential spots out there with Jordy Nelson, DeMarco Murray potentially with the Tennessee Titans as well. That could provide some better value options for us, but all in all, I like the tight slate. I think it's a little bit better off that way than having, you know, 80% ownership of Ty Montgomery in cash or Zach Ertz in cash, like we've seen the last couple of weeks. So not a complaint, more an observation, but should be always a fun week of lineup building. But we got tonight to worry about in baseball. We want to thank our friends over at Fantasy Draft. If you haven't checked them out already, please go through our links here on Roto Grinders or use promo code Grinders. And this week, of course, the Carolina Millions is a $222 buy-in this week, 480 total spots. And if you want to try and qualify for their live final, maybe an opportunity could be had in terms of some of these satellites. They've got a $4 satellite tournament, a 28, and an 85 that I'm seeing in their lobby for this week. So pretty good path to try and get some tickets on the cheap if that $222 buy-in level is a little bit high for you. But hopefully you give them a look here, and as always, rake-free head-to-heads. They allow you to block up to, I think, 20 to 25 different players from taking your head-to-head, so you don't necessarily have to worry about playing the top players if you don't want to. And intermediate games, they've got Global Edit. The app is a huge step forward for them. It's really well done, so please check them out. If you'll enjoy this podcast and some of the free content we have at rotogrinders.com, Fantasy Draft is making that happen. So please check them out if you haven't done so already. Baseball tonight, let's kind of jump into it right away because, again, I got to conserve this voice the best I can this week. I still got radio to do today, so we'll see. But let's get into it. It is a big slate. Tuesday is an awesome GPP slate, and tonight is really no different. There's a lot to like in terms of this slate because we got some high-priced pitching out there. And I like it when it's not just one guy. And there's also some underpriced bigger names out there who haven't been pitching well. So let's jump into it. Now, the top flight name on the slate is going to be Max Scherzer today, but he has not been a top flight play as of late. If you look at his stats, his last three starts, he's been under 20 DraftKings points. But obviously this guy has as big an upside as anybody out there. Not a great ballpark to pitch in out there in Atlanta. Vegas still has him installed as a fairly strong favorite, but not like we saw with Clayton Kershaw last night, who we saw give up a grand slam, which I believe that was like his first one ever, maybe, during the regular season. Crazy. Minus 205, and he's going against Luis Gohara there for the Atlanta Braves. You can certainly make him work today, looking at the lineup builds, the value that's going to be out there. So I think he's certainly, I'm not going to say you're doing it wrong by rostering him today, but there's a, I think that's what makes this a challenging GPP slate. If I'm playing cash games, probably going to look at him pretty strong today, just based on, you know, the simple fact that he's the best pitcher on the slate. Atlanta, they're a mixed bag. They're kind of healthy right now. I don't mind, taking a pitcher against them. But the one thing you can say about Scherzer is it doesn't feel like he's overpriced. You know, we've seen him at a salary 13-4, 13-3, 13-5, 14-1, 14-1, 13-7. That's been his salary since the 13th of August. And he's only 12-8 right now. So this is about as low of a salary as we've seen on him over the last couple of months. And I think that's going to allow me to be a little bit more confident in rostering him despite the poor three starts. Because you got to remember, like, he's still a good pitcher. I'm not seeing anything that says, like, there's a problem there. And we saw it with Yu Darvish, his last start. You know, here's a guy who had four consecutive starts, 6.2, 13, 6. And then he bounced back on the road at San Francisco, which is a really get-right spot, by the way, but gave you 28 DraftKings points that day. He is next up on this slate at 11-4, and he gets a date versus Philadelphia. Minus 160 favorite today, so not the strongest favorite of the day. That one actually will go to Colin McHugh today against the White Sox. We'll get to that game a little bit later. Darvish, again, I don't mind rolling him out there in this matchup versus the Phillies. This isn't a particularly, you know, great hitting team. Obviously, they're a little bit improved since, you know, Rhys Hoskins has gotten the call-up. But, you know, this guy is proven to be a pretty solid pitcher. But my concern is, do we get enough strikeout upside in him for the salary that we're spending? 11-4, you know, he's been 5-6-5-7-2. That's his K numbers. Obviously, he had a streak of 10-10-5-12. He's got double digits in him, but I don't think that's where he's most efficient and maybe the way that the Dodgers really want to use him as a pitcher. So I like him today. I like him better than Zach Godley today at 11-1 against San Diego. Good ballpark to pitch in for Godley, but I feel like that's just too big of a price to pay. He's been great. 33, 27, 24, pitching, fairly deep into ball games. And, you know, some of the strikeouts have been there. Hasn't been, double digits by any measure, but 7-9-7-5. But I still think I'd rather go Darvish over Godley if I'm going to spend in that 11K range. The next pitcher is Michael Clevinger against Skaggs. And Clevinger has been super steady over the last month, 22, 27, 27, 31. You know, a big part of this Indians, you know, hot streak that they've had has been a guy like him just going out there. But the thing that I'm a little bit worried about is he just doesn't go deep into games at all. You know, he's been under 100 pitches in 9 of his last 10 starts. He did go over it against Kansas City at 106, but still only pitched 6 innings. So I feel like what we've seen from him are literally like the best situations that you could imagine for him. Like, I feel like that is his absolute ceiling for us. And now he's got to go on the road to an LA team that's still competing for a playoff spot themselves. I feel like we're going to have an under 20 DraftKings point day today. And at 9,500, I'm going to kind of stay away from it. Because look at this. I mean, 3 of those last 4 for him as well have been, actually 4 of his last 5 starts have been at home. Now he goes on the road. His one road start came against Detroit, where he got just a boatload of offensive help. 10 runs in that one, 10 to nothing was the score there. 6 Ks in 6 innings. I'm just really concerned about them not letting him kind of go in this game. So for that price tag, I'm going to kind of be off of Clevinger today against a sneaky good hitting team in Anaheim. Let's see. Berrios against the Yankees. I'm going to pass on that one for the salary today at 8,600. You know, Stroman against Kansas City, kind of interesting. You know, he had a really good start his last time out versus Baltimore. The seven strikeouts, again, that feels kind of like his ceiling, but he's 8,400. Like, I feel like probably not using him in tournaments, but if you want a safe play here, he probably provides it. I mean, the dude's earned run average is, you know, right at three. That's really solid this year. And yeah, there's a lot to like here in this matchup against Kansas City. So I don't mind Stroman today at 8,400. I've seen Nola pop, I think, on the initial RG projections for me. But I'm not a believer against the Dodgers. I'm not going to mess versus a good hitting team there if I don't have to. So he's no. Pomeranz versus Baltimore for me is a no. I think Colin McHugh versus the White Sox is very interesting here. Another guy that we do worry a little bit about how deep in the games he's going to go, but has gone above that 100-pitch limit. And the difference is we're paying a lot less for him than we are for the Indians. Now, I like McHugh today, but I think I like the Houston offense a lot more. Put big runs up over the last two games. So he's probably going to, you know, get those win points, which is nice, but not required over there. But still, an implied run total for the White Sox at 3.51 is one of the lower ones on the slate. Just to give you an example, you know, the Angels are at 4.30 in terms of their implied run total against Clevinger today. So I'm fine with McHugh for the salary. I'll be curious to see what kind of ownership he garners today. And then the big interesting name here is Chris Archer going against the Chicago Cubs. Archer has pitched terribly as of late. His last three starts, he's picked up a loss. He's gone four innings, three innings, didn't even get out of the first inning for seven, negative one, five. Now, the starts before then, 26, 32, 26, 16, 21. Obviously, Chris Archer is a super talented pitcher, but gets a date here against the White Sox, but or against the Chicago Cubs. And I think that's going to maybe turn some people off. But this is one of those, you know, DraftKings is kind of like begging you to take a shot on Chris Archer here. But I don't have a problem with it. I'm not saying that DraftKings algorithm is wrong by any measure. But, you know, all things being fair, he's like a 9K pitcher and we're getting him at 7,200. I'm super intrigued to see what kind of ownership he has. I think a lot of people will go there in cash because the upside is there. And, you know, we just hope that, you know, Yankees, Boston, White Sox, St. Louis, I mean, how he got lit up by the White Sox still kind of baffling, but the last two starts just really haven't been there. The K's though, 5-4, 5-3. You know, usually the walks can be a problem for him. He did have three against the Yankees, which certainly did hurt things. But I think I'm going to go back to Chris Archer today at, 7,900 today. So I like him, and I think a lot of people will as well. If you're looking for a name in the cheap seats today, I don't mind CC Sabathia against Minnesota. Hasn't pitched against them, I believe, this season. But he's another guy who's got 20 DraftKings points upside, or at least even 18 DraftKings points upside for 7,200 for a low price tag. 15, had a 2 on the road against Baltimore, tough spot there. 22, 22, 18, that's his game logs, 5 of his last 6 starts. You know, Yankees, you know, starting to come together a good bit as a team, and I don't mind this matchup here against a lineup for Minnesota that just doesn't really scare me too much. Obviously, Brian Dozier at the top of the order is going to be one that is going to be very scary, but for the most part, the lineup doesn't worry me that much. So I like him a good bit here today to potentially put together a good start. Cueto pitched well against Colorado last time in Colorado, was in the mid-20s in DraftKings points. He's 7K now in a home start versus this team. And, you know, it's going to make it a little bit interesting because of that. It's literally the best ballpark to hit in. You know, his start, follow-up start from that 23 DraftKings point day was against the Dodgers, which is a team that I don't want to mess with. He had four walks that day. So maybe take a look at the umpire, because that seems to be the biggest problem. Look at some of the walks that we've had. 6-3 and 4. 6-3 and 4 in three of his last five starts. So we'll see if he can find the strike zone a little bit better. Over 100 pitches in his last game. So probably, you know, letting him go a little bit further since he's, you know, about a month or so removed from the disabled list that he was on. So I don't hate Johnny Cueto at 7K in that ballpark against that lineup. Obviously, Colorado still in contention for a playoff berth, but I love pitchers for 7K in that spot. Dominated him just a couple of days ago. And then I'm not really looking much here on any of these guys on the lower end here. So I'm pretty much going to pass on any of those. You know, Gausman against Boston, somewhat interesting because, you know, he's been much improved after that first month of the season. Another guy who's got 20 DraftKings point upside, probably even greater upside than a guy like CC Sabathia for us. But, you know, the issue is Sabathia is going against Minnesota. Gossman's going against Boston. Now, Boston's a team that I don't really want to pick on, but I'm not necessarily afraid of them to hit like four home runs in a game here against Gossman. But Gossman, you know, that happened to him once against Los Angeles. But that's kind of out of the norm. He just doesn't normally let up that many home runs. So really, you know, he's had two kind of outlier performances, otherwise 25, 25, 27, 23. I think he could be back in play today because, again, another guy who pitches really deep into games, 115, 117, 106, 112. He's going to give you, you know, a 100-plus pitch game here today where some of the guys above him won't. 6,800 over on DraftKings in fantasy draft, a nice option there. So I gave you a lot, I know. So I guess if I had to rank him, you know, I still think Scherzer's up top because the salary is down on him. I'm okay with Darvish. And then I like Archer's salary over on DraftKings fantasy draft. And then, you know, Cueto and Gossman about as low as I'm going to go. Like, you could play those guys too and really load up on bats if you want to kind of go that route today. But I think there's a number of ways you could go. Shouldn't have too much, you know, crazy ownership for one team here today. One thing that I love looking at is the weighted OBAs for the pitchers versus the teams, and then how many versus that handedness they're going to face. And, you know, there's one guy that really stands out for us tonight. And again, you can filter this in the RotoGrinders MLB projections. If you're not using that, you should. It's great. That's what I use every day when I do this podcast. So if you can't listen, look at those. They'll help you. And Travis Wood, if you look at his weighted OBA versus righties this season, it's 408. Versus lefties, he's damn good, 265 with a 128 ISO, but 408 versus righties, a 249 ISO versus righties, and he's supposed to face eight different right-handed bats for Arizona tonight. So that is that's one thing that really kind of stood out for me in terms of some upside plays there. Again, look at sample size because Gohara is worse than him, but we only have a two-game sample size on that. So just be a little bit careful there. The few other spots where that kind of, you know, rears itself is Martin Perez, 367, almost a 90-point higher weighted OBA to righties. He's going to get seven of them there in that Seattle lineup. So, you know, guys like Corey Seager, guys like Nelson Cruz, absolutely going to be interesting. Daniel Gossett as well, 373 weighted OBA to righties, seven of them scheduled in our projected lineup for Detroit today with a 244 ISO. So pretty big numbers there. Now, on the flip side, when you go against lefties, Jack Flaherty, again, sample size is pretty small on this one, but hasn't been good versus lefties. 495 WOBA, 369 ISO, and oh man, he's got to face Joey Votto. So good luck with that one, Jack Flaherty. And then Berrios, pretty extreme, but not facing as many. 373, but only three lefties for him. And that's probably all that I'm seeing really pop against left-handers. You know, yeah, that's probably all that I'm seeing on that side of the hand in the split. So I thought I'd throw that one out there today. Just a new little wrinkle in our analysis. All right, let's get to the positions. And we'll start with catcher. And, you know, Detroit and Oakland does feel like we're going to see a lot of runs in this game. You know, total is 10.5. Josh Fagley could be 2.2K for us on DraftKings against Chad Bell, who's not good. He's been terrible since he's been in the big leagues. And, you know, Fagley's a guy who's 4,400 over there on Fantasy Draft. I don't usually use catchers on Fantasy Draft, but if you really want to load up on pitching and still get some big bats, you know, that really low floor of 4K on Fantasy Draft can, you know, help you get that, you know, into your lineups today. So he is going to be a price per point kind of monster based on this matchup, assuming he cracks it. Oakland's going to be, I think, a popular play for a lot of people. I don't mind Buster Posey here against Marquez. Again, we prefer him versus lefties, but the price just feels too low at 3.2. So he's a guy that has not been hitting the ball well. One hit over his last five games, so not ideal on that front. But overall, I still think highly talented at just a low price tag there. Let's look to the Houston Astros, who I really like today. They're starting to score some runs, and, you know, whether it's Brian McCann or it's Evan Gattis, you know, keep a lookout of these guys at 3.2 and 3.4K. I like that kind of mid threes spot for them today because I'm going to want to pay up for pitching, so I don't see me getting a 4K catcher like Gary Sanchez or somebody in my lineup. But I'm pretty high on both of those two guys with the upside they bring at that position in the mid 3K. So he's a guy that I'm looking at today. And that's about it. You know, I could give you my boy Beef again against Drew Pomeranz. He didn't hit a homer yesterday. That's unfortunate. But did get you an RBI, a run, a walk. Did strike out three times. But slugging, let's see, the inside edge matchup, 562 his last 84 plate appearances against middle tier left-handers like Drew Pomeranz over the last couple of seasons. And 426 the weighted OBA, 238 the ISO for him versus lefties this season. So if he's in that lineup tonight, he should be. A neat little GPP play. I don't think a lot of people have him batting sixth. Doesn't seem like Baltimore's going to be overly popular today. So back on the Beef train once again versus the lefty. All right, Miggy Cabrera just tempting us with a 3K price tag today. I'd love not to play it, but he gets Daniel Gossett, who kind of stinks. And if you want to pay up for pitching, I think some people will still go there again today. You know, you can do it. We'll see. I feel like we've just been firing at this guy left and right with nothing to show for it. I think the place I'd rather go, though, is pay up 900 and give me some Matt Carpenter today. Jackson Stevens is not good, okay? He's got a great name. Literally, Jackson Stevens is like, this guy should be on the TV news. Like, doesn't it sound like he should be your sports guy? Now up with sports, Jackson Stevens. Hey, thank you, Jim. He's got a great name, but he hasn't really followed it up with great performances in my eyes, especially when you look at his numbers in the minor leagues this year. This guy wasn't good. He was, 4.97 ERA this year at Louisville, AAA. So I think this guy's a fraud. I know he won't. He's kind of a bullpen arm anyway, so you know, cue me up some Matt Carpenter under 4K against Jackson Stevens. I think he's a great kind of cash game option for that salary. So he's popping for me. You know, again, I think some people will still play Miggy, and I guess I'm okay with it. It's not my again, I think I'm on Team Carpenter over Miggy, but man, that price tag is just so attractive on him today. A couple other names I don't mind. You know, Pittsburgh's really priced down against Chase Anderson. And Josh Bell is kind of interesting here. You know, against righties, 357 weighted OBA, 216 in that ISO. You're going to get guys like McCutchen super cheap in that outfield. So I do think Pittsburgh's a somewhat stackable team here. You don't love the ballpark they're hitting in today. But against Chase Anderson, there's a little bit of upside in that play for us today for the price that we're paying. You know, Edwin Encarnacion against Skaggs, he's fine for us today. If you want to get over 5K, you know, Zimmerman might be even in a better spot at 424 weighted OBA 311 in that ISO. That's just a monster number for us. And Joey Gallo against Mike Leake. Gosh, I hate paying 4-1 for Joey Gallo against Mike Leake, but I think Joey Gallo gets one tonight. Okay, let's put it out there. Like, I don't like the salary. There's a good chance he doesn't. But Mike Leake is not a guy with overpowering strikeout stuff. Gallo, we know the drill with him. That's the pitchers you want him against. And, man, that salary's just screaming to me. But it's a road game, you know, in Seattle, not the best ballpark. But I'm going to stick to my word, you know. Joey Gallo sends one out tonight. You know, I love Arizona bats. I told you, all those righties against Travis Wood. It's not the best ballpark, but he's 5-6 today. That's going to be a contrarian stack for us tonight because you're not going to be able to do it with Scherzer, probably with Darvish. You're going to have to go down. But again, I don't mind some of these 7K pitchers. And if you go that route, you can fit him in. So I think he's viable in a stack tonight. And that's pretty much what I got. Oh, Danny Valencia. There's another one. I don't mind him one bit. 3K today. That's a really low price tag. That's a good pivot off of Miguel Cabrera as well. So if you're looking to go that route. And maybe Luke Voit. Again, back to Jackson Stevens. Voit's, you know, he's hit or miss. He's mostly a pinch hitter. But if he would be in the starting lineup at 2-3 today, he is a guy you can maybe consider today. But I think Carpenter's going to be there. All right, let's move on to second base. Tough spot for us today here. You know, when Brock Holt pops for you, that's not a good sign because I think Brock Holt is kind of bad. So we got to find some alternatives. And we get an underpriced Rougned Odor again today. I mean, I'm not in love with Texas in that ballpark, but he's pretty darn cheap for us today at second base at 3.3 on DraftKings. Fantasy draft, I think he's checking in at the upper sixes. Let's see, 64. So yeah, mid sixes. For really, you know, you don't have to play him. I'm probably not playing him on fantasy draft because you don't have to. But on DraftKings, it becomes a little bit more important to give him a look today. I'm on Colin McHugh, so Tyler Saldino at 2.2. I love the 2.2 crappers, but I don't see it working for me today. Ian Kinsler, fair price today against Daniel Gossett. Again, 10.5 total in that game. And he's been hitting the ball well. Hit a homer last night. He's got 5 hits over his last 3 games and just 3.8. He'll probably be the chalk for us today. But maybe Howie Kendrick's a guy we got to look at here against Gohara for Washington. He is, what, 3,900? So same price as Kinsler. And he's just been a monster. One of the best bats versus lefties this season. 391 WOBA, 202 ISO, 310 batting average, and probably going to be batting 6 in a pretty good ballpark to hit in. So I think Kendrick, put him in your lineup builder today. Chris Taylor, still cheap against Aaron Nola. Gave us an inside the Parker, I believe, yesterday. Did he start the game with that one? I didn't play baseball yesterday. Again, I feel kind of bad. I felt like my picks were good here on the show. But Taylor led off with an inside the park home run, I believe. And you know, he's a good player. Price tag's fair. I just think Aaron Nola's pretty tough there against those righties. So I don't see me likely rolling him out there in too many of my games today. GPP play, Neil Walker against Trevor Williams. A little bit struggles with lefties there for Williams. 368 WOBA for Neil Walker. 212 in that ISO. You know, Sogard's 352 in the WOBA, so it's pretty good as well. But a 109 ISO. Pay the 400 more for Neil Walker and get the home run upside if you want to take a shot at somebody there. Okay, moving on to our third base spot. And, you know, we've got a really underpriced Freddie Freeman today. 3,900 for him. I mean, this guy's an elite hitter in the league. And, you know, price per dollar-wise, that really kind of stands out for me as being too low. But if you're playing Darvish, you're probably not going that route today. So, let's give you some other names because third base is not super glamorous. Castellanos is another guy. I feel like I'm throwing out there every single day, but dude is raking here. I mean, look at these game logs. Dude is literally on fire. He's had multi-hit games. This is going to be interesting. 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine out of his last 10, 11, 12, 13. Multi-hit games, nine out of his last 13. So he's still 3,500. He'll probably represent the chalk for us today at this position. He's not great against righties, probably better versus lefties, but he's just fine versus this handedness. So he's a guy that I'm clearly looking at today. I think Longoria is a little bit too cheap as well. He hasn't been great against lefties. That's my concern with Mike Montgomery, but 3,400, not a bad salary on him. We've got Joey Gallo. I already called that dong. So he's obviously still got to be in play for us. Let's see a few other names that we can throw out there in the middle tier. Not a whole lot. Moustakas against Stroman, not my favorite matchup of the day. I love Moustakas, but Stroman just keeps that ball down. I just don't see that necessarily amounting to what we're looking for. Ryan Healy, though, there's a great bat for you for Oakland. Just crushes lefties, 385, 228 ISO, 317 average this season. Again, should see a lot of runs there from Oakland side. He's not cheap at 3.9, but a really, really nice spot for him today. I think that Castellanos is going to be your safe cash game play. Upside with Joey Gallo, Ryan Healy, and maybe Longoria on the cheap, maybe. And I shouldn't ignore Rendon, too. He's got incredible splits today. Another guy, you know, we talk about, you know, Washington's one of the best hitting teams versus left-handers in the league. It's guys like Rendon. It's guys like Howie Kendrick. You know, 462 weighted OBA, 330 ISO. It's only 97 at-bats this season, but that's one of the best in the league. So 46, pretty expensive, but again, you don't have to pay up at all your pitching spots today. Oh, the dreaded shortstop and my boy Carlos Correa. I love Carlos Correa. He finally got a homer yesterday. Way to go, Carlos. Maybe things are starting to turn for him a little bit. He's got hits in six of his last seven games. I love the Astros today as a team overall. I mean, Giolito's not a gas can by any measure, and he's actually been really good. But, you know, Colin McHugh, I think the fact that he's a big favorite, some of that's baked in this Houston bats here. So I love them as a stack today. They've been hitting the ball well the last two games. We saw them score runs in bunches earlier this season. Then their bats go cold in bunches. So maybe we're under the start of something before the playoffs, you know, kind of get here for Houston. So 4-6, it's not a crazy high salary to pay either. So he's going to be, you know, a top target for mine. For me, at shortstop tonight, Marcus Semien, a little bit cheaper at 3,900. Again, that game loaded up with fantasy goodness, I believe, for us. And, you know, it's not the lowest salary that we have out there, but a guy who's going to hit at the top of the order. He and Chad Pinder are the other guy we got to look at. Chad Pinder sounds like he should be a golfer, not a baseball player. I'm Chad Pinder, everybody. Nice to meet you. But Chad Pinder has two doubles last game, a home run the game before, bat second. Chad Bell sucks. Everything kind of lines up for Chad Pinder and Marcus Semien. So I think Pinder's multi-positional eligibility as well, which helps us out. Yeah, he's outfield eligible as well. So if you want the Oakland stack and get Semien in and Chad Pinder in. There we go. I mean, that's kind of it. I think Tim Beckham's kind of interesting here. Another guy who I like versus lefties. I just don't love paying the salary for, but dudes can hit. Dudes getting on base. Dude can even sometimes steal bases. Not too many this year. I guess his speed is not that great, but 22 home runs this season. So don't mind Tim Beckham here. Especially maybe a lineup you play him and the Beefster together there for Baltimore. All right, let's get to the outfield. Final spot for us today. I already talked about some of the bats that feel too cheap from Pittsburgh. You got McCutchen at 3,600. Chase Anderson does have some reverse splits versus righties anyway, so just more of a bonus reason to kind of consider him. Keep your eye on Starling Marte as well at 3,500. Nice, affordable price tag on him tonight. George Springer popping everywhere on my models, on multiple models today. So that's a good sign for your Houston stacks. He's expensive at 4,800, but, you know, he and Chris Davis, those are your top two kind of spends here today. You know, Davis versus the lefty. He just sucks versus lefty. So I probably, you know, he might not even be in the lineup today, to be honest with you. So, you know, you can't really play him, but man, that's a high total game. And who knows how long Chad Bell's going to really pitch. So I'll be curious to check out his ownership, because we still got him one of the top price per point guys with a 178 average, 291 WOBA versus lefties, and a 185 ISO. So we'll keep our eye on that situation. Jason Wirth, again, back to Washington. I've been talking about a lot of these guys, so maybe they're a little bit under the radar type play for us today. We'll see. Obviously, JD Martinez, you know, anytime he faces a lefty, we've got to give him, you know, all the consideration in the world, as he's, you know, literally the best, I believe, in the league. 530 WOBA, 49 ISO, and about 100 at-bats versus lefties. So he's been fantastic. Makes a lot of sense for us there. Jesse Winker, if you want to take him against Jack Flaherty, he's been really great against righties. Probably leading off, he's 3,400. Could be sneaky upside in that game. And Winker, yeah, if you're playing Joey Votto against Flaherty, maybe throw Jesse Winker in there. We talked about Flaherty's struggles versus lefties. It's small sample size on that one, but certainly, you know, there might be something to it. So look at them today. Let's see, a few other names for us. Again, I love some George Springer today. I'm trying to see who else I got. I mean, Stanton hit another home run yesterday. Is he going to get to 60? You know, that's what he's aiming for tonight. So he's fine if you can make it work, of course. I mean, you're basically going for the home run or nothing. Berrios has struggled against lefties. If you want to toss a Brett Gardner in there, you can, but I don't love that 4-3 number on him. A little bit too high for my liking. And I think that's kind of covering most of the guys that I got out there. Let me see real quick. Yeah, Nelson Cruz, again, versus a lefty at home. It's Martin Perez. He's got good BVP. The other guy with good BVP there is Kyle Seager as well against him over at third base. So if you want to play the BVP game, those guys are definitely some plays to be had. And I don't mind, you know, Josh Reddick at 4,300 if you want to go for that stack. You know, Reddick, Springer, Correa, throw in a catcher there with, Gattis or McCann. I'm interested, very interested. All right, that's going to do it for me. Certainly appreciate you guys giving us a listen, a download. If you're grinding baseball, good luck tonight. If you're already working on your football, well, guess what? Best thing you can do, subscribe to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Football Podcast, where we're carrying all of our football content. And if you haven't done so, that's the best place to find it. And as I mentioned yesterday on this pod, I'm going to say it again, all of our premium podcasts now are available on the Roto Grinders app. So we have a setting in there that whatever premium you are subscribed to, and if you're eligible for certain podcasts, you will see them in there. You have to click that more button on the right side of the app, and then you'll see it there under premium. So things like the Swolecast, the lineup builders, those are going to be available to you premium subscribers in audio only form. Still can watch the videos over on Roto Grinders as well if you'd like, but just want to give you as much easy access to the content as we can. Hopefully some more new exciting stuff on the horizon. I have a feeling there will be. So definitely appreciate you guys being a part of what we do here at Roto Grinders. Remember, Morning Grind, if you're still into Stevie and The Siege, which you should be, you should subscribe to that podcast separate of this Daily Fantasy Fix. And I'll return tomorrow. Talk some more baseball with you on a Wednesday. Till then, good luck in all your games, and we will see ya.
Hey guys, it's The Siege here to talk to you about my NFL Tournament Tactics package, now available in the RotoGrinders Marketplace. Tournament Tactics is your destination for GPP everything. Sign up today and take advantage of a season-long rate of $275 to gain access to exclusive season-long subscriber videos, podcasts, or web shows for all three NFL slates a week, access to my model for all three slates, exclusive written content by me and my contributors that you can't find anywhere else, plus you'll get access to subscriber live chat where we talk about the slates and game theory tactics. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today to start building lineups with The Siege's NFL Tournament Tactics package. Also, be on the lookout for NBA Tournament Tactics returning for its second season very soon.